Welcome to the Edified Equity Podcast. My name is Dino, and here we focus on all the unique benefits associated with being a passive equity investor in an apartment syndication. You can learn more about and follow us on the web, iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and our award-winning blog on Bigger Pockets. All associated links will be in the show notes. If you find this information helpful, please subscribe, like, comment, rate, and review. On episode 77, I want to give you a quick update on what's been going on at Edified Equity. So the first and exciting thing is we have a new podcast host. I was previously having a lot of trouble with the RSS feed and converting the video to audio from YouTube to podcast versions across several channels, and it got to the point where I was pretty much restricted from putting out new podcasts. So I decided to dig deep and go with a new host, and I'm extremely happy with that host thus far. On the speaking end, I have two things to share. Recently, I spoke this week at the Mr. Money Mustache meetup and just had a really good time. It reminds me every time I speak at a live event or a meetup or a conference, I am so I'm in my element and I'm in my zone. So I just enjoy helping people and, you know, truly giving out education, answering questions without seeking anything else in return. Had a really good time at the Mr. Money Mustache meetup, speaking on multifamily and why multifamily is a great asset class to be investing in. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And I'm also excited to be back for the third time. At the Multifamily Investor Nation Summit. So far, I have spoken at two, and this is the third of three. I've spoken at every one of the Multifamily Investor Nation Summits. The next one is coming up in January. It's actually the 16th through the 18th. If you haven't heard about this, it's a virtual three-day it really is information-packed, and it's specifically for multifamily investors. Historically, they have about 1,000 attendees and over 50 speakers. Main focus is multifamily, but you can learn about other things as well, in addition to tax advantages, mobile home parks, other asset classes. But the bulk of it is geared towards multifamily. And for the third straight time, I'm going to be speaking and discussing with an esteemed panel the state of the 2020 multifamily market. So I'm excited about that and really enjoy that panel, the previous two panels that I spoke on in 2019. If you're interested in attending, you want to learn more, you can save $100 and grab your ticket if you use the promo code DINO. So that's my name, D-I-N-O. You're going to save $100. All you have to do is go to www.mfinsummit.com, and I'll have that in the show notes as well. So moving on, that was touching base on speaking and just how much I really have a passion for it. I love helping people. I know this is a great space to be investing in, and, you know, there's two things I really want to touch on. One is the 4.6 million doors that are needed in the next 12 years, and the fact that 40% of U.S. households are currently renting. Now, this is according to the National Apartment Association. They say 40% from their research of U.S. households are renters. Now, remember, I love the workforce housing sector, the B and the C class, because that's the backbone of our economy that we're serving. But there's also a huge need in that area. But what I want to point out is not only is this a necessity for some people to be renters because for whatever reason, they don't want a home, they cannot qualify for the down payment of a home. So not only do we have those people that are renters out of necessity, but we also have the people that are renters out of choice. So keep that in mind. We have two classes that we're serving in the workforce housing space. But it is a major issue that America faces, and that is affordable housing. There's a clear lack of new completions. What I'm getting at is in the B and C class space, they're not really building these because it's too expensive. There's a lot of red tape. And when they put the pencil to it, they say, you know what? It makes more sense for us to develop an A class luxury apartment instead of servicing the B and C areas. So we have a huge need to fill and service, but we have to maintain affordability. That is equally important. Again, throwing out where we're pulling these numbers from, but it's the National Apartment Association and the National Multifamily Housing Council. Both of them say that as a nation, we have a huge need to address. We need to provide 4.6 million doors in order to meet the affordable rental demand over the next 12 years. So as you can see, there's a very long runway ahead of us. And if we service the right area, if we service the right sector, we're not only being smart, savvy investors, we're playing it ultra conservative and ultra safe. So in the direct investment, as a deal-specific independent sponsor, a slow, smart, and steady game is what wins the race. Capital preservation is first and foremost always. So when you can play the long game, what it allows you to do is make really smart moves in this business. You know, I always remind people, this is investing. I don't do this for ego. I don't have a goal to say I have 5,000 doors under management that's valued at, I don't know, I'm just throwing a number out there, $180 million. So this isn't ego. We are investors. We want to get involved in investments that make sense, not only for us, but for our passive equity partners that come into play. And I'm speaking for the deal-specific in sponsors in general. But I'm also speaking to people who are passive investors. That's the mindset that you want to have as well. Workforce housing is undoubtedly, though, the place to be. And having said that, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. It's not okay to overpay. It's still an investment. So when you're looking into partnering with a firm as a limited partner, as an equity partner, you want to make sure that they are looking for investments as well. You want to make sure that they're not doing this to survive off of fees on a deal-by-deal basis. That's the last thing you want. And what that means is you don't want your group to have to do deals. You only want them to do deals that make sense. It's a really good position for a passive investor, an active investor to be in. And just as is the multifamily workforce housing space, they're both really good positions. And they're both really good, you know, if you have that conservative management side and you're in the workforce housing space, we can still find deals in today's market. The name of the game right now is patience. It's not in a rush. We need to leave our ego at the door and do deals, that are investments. I know this is the right space to be servicing. The demand far outpaces the supply, and we actually have an affordable housing crisis on our hands. So this is the place that we need to be in. And when we can say, myself, for example, I have a 30-year runway ahead of me. We know we have a 4.6 million 12-year runway ahead of what is needed. And I'm telling you right now, unless the developers really start servicing that B and C class, that 12 years is going to turn into 13, 14, 15, and 20. And I don't know what it's going to take for that development. Maybe when something happens, A-class luxury apartments are forced to get converted and service the B-class. We'll have to see what happens. No one really knows. But having that long runway and playing the long game has always been the correct answer. And it gives you as an investor, as an equity partner, or if you're listening to this as an active general partner, it gives you the ability and the opportunity to make smart moves over a very long period of time. I hope you found this information helpful. Whether you're here for the education, entertainment, or if you or someone you know has a problem finding the right place to invest their money, please help them by sharing this information. I don't have anything to sell, but I am on a mission, and I will be delivering quality, consultative, educational content on a routine basis. Thanks for tuning in. Make it a great day. You certainly deserve it. This is Dino Pierce, CEO of Edified Equity, signing off. Goodbye.